Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The Reds lost to the Pirates on Tuesday night in Pittsburgh, 6-5, the final score. It's their fifth loss after seven games of this nine-game road trip. Wade Miley struggled on the mound for Cincinnati, giving up three runs in the first and three more in the fifth. The Reds could not do anything off Pirates starter lefty Dylan Peters, but they batted around and scored four times off right-hander reliever Nick Mears in the sixth, and Cincinnati added a run in the ninth on a Nick Castellanos home run. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Cowboy, another night, another left-hander really shuts down the Reds. In fact, there were two left-handers that the Pirates used tonight. The Reds got nothing against either one of them. The two right-handers, the Reds got runs against.
Now, this is a crazy game, funny game, weird game, however you want to describe it. But, you know, when you're pulling for the Reds to win, especially this late in the year, and there's a wild card playoff berth at stake, you know, if you lose to the Pirates, it's just tough to swallow. I don't know any other way that you can cut that, dice it, roll the die, however you want to talk about it, especially when you give up six runs to a team that really doesn't score at all. It just was one of those nights where everything that the Pirates hit seemed to fall in for a base hit, and the Reds couldn't buy a hit off a left-hander.
Yeah, Wade Miley has not had many poor outings this season, just kind of a bad time for him. You can't really say he got knocked around. He gave up a bunch of singles. It wasn't like the Pirates were hitting rockets against him.
Well, Wade is a contact pitcher, and he was pitching to contact, and it's not as though the balls were smoked at any point in time. There weren't any home runs hit. It was just one of those nights where found a little bit of trouble there in the first. The error didn't help him a whole lot. He had another error in the inning in that fifth where they scored three more on a throw from the outfield. But, you know, you got to credit the Pirates, I guess, a little bit simply because they had a pretty good game plan. I mean, they were able to make some solid contact.
Well, the Reds are going to need to regroup, and they need to win the last two games of this three-game series. Reds and Pirates will do it again tomorrow night. You'll have more on that coming up. Yet back to you.
Now to the highlights. After the Reds went out in order in the top of the first, the Pirates jumped all over Wade Miley in the bottom of the inning. Key Brian Hayes singled to begin things. He moved to second on a sack bunt. Brian Reynolds then walked. Yoshi Tsutsugo then got the first run home.
And Tsutsugo lines one to right field. That's a base hit. Here comes Hayes rounding third. He will score. The throw home cut off by Votto as Reynolds ends up at third base on the RBI single by Yoshi Tsutsugo.
That is that high cutter. It was out over the plate. And Tsutsugo hit it like he knew it was coming.
Jacob Stallings was next up. He made it 2-0.
Miley turns it loose. The 1-0 pitch is lined to right. That's a base hit. Jacob Stallings comes through with an RBI single into right field. Reynolds home from third. Pirates have scored two in the first inning to take a 2-0 lead.
Then after Anthony Alford reached on an error, Ben Gamble brought another run home.
Runner at second base, Stallings. Miley's ready at the belt, to the plate, and the pitch is lined to right. That's a base hit. Here comes Stallings getting the wave around third. Castellanos will throw into second base. Stallings will score. Ben Gamble delivers a two-out RBI single. The Pirates have struck for three runs in this first inning against Wade Miley.
The Reds put two runners on base off Pirates starter Dylan Peters in the second inning but couldn't score. They put two more on in the fourth, two more in the fifth, but again couldn't cross the plate. The Pirates crossed the plate three more times in the bottom of the fifth off Wade Miley. Kevin Newman singled to begin things. Brian Reynolds then walked. That brought Yoshi Tsutsugo back to the plate.
From the belt, the lefties home with a 1-1 pitch. Tsutsugo grounds it through the hole at short, and that's in the left field for a base hit. Newman around third will score. On his way to third, the throw comes in, goes off his helmet, and coming home is Reynolds, picked up by Miley, no play.
That hit Reynolds in the left shoulder. That's going to ultimately be an error on Aquino. But Suarez could not get around to be able to take that throw.
Stallings then made it 6-0.
Shot fair down the third baseline by Stallings. It kicks off the sidewall. Here comes Tsutsugo around third to score. Three more Pirates have scored in this fifth inning, and they have opened up a 6-0 lead.
Miley got a ground ball out, and that was the end of his night. Here's his pitching line. 4 1/3 innings, 10 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them earned, 2 walks, a strikeout, 87 pitches, 60 for strikes. Justin Wilson took over on the mound and got the final 2 outs of the inning. The Reds finally broke through in the top of the 6th off Pittsburgh reliever Nick Mears. Joey Votto walked to begin the inning. A. Eugenio Suarez singled, the third time he reached base in the game. After Aquino struck out, pinch hitter Max Schrock singled to load the bases. That brought Tucker Barnhart to the dish.
Again ready at the belt. Again the 2-2 pitch. And a breaking ball is looped into shallow right field. It's going to drop. It will. It's in for a hit. Votto's home. Right behind him, Suarez will score. Into second base is Schrock on the 2-run RBI single to shallow right field. Off the bat of Tucker Barnhart. The second baseman, Defoe, was going out with his back to the infield and never looked sure of himself, and it dropped just out of his reach. With the right fielder, Ben Gamble, racing in, neither could get it, and it drops in. And now Oscar Marine, the Pirate pitching coach, is on his way to the mound. The Reds are on the board. Their first run since that 4-run third inning Saturday.
Mike Moustakas then singled to reload the bases. Jonathan India got the Reds' third run home.
Here's the 2-2. And India grounds one toward third, has a chance for two. Second one, around to first, safe. India beats it out. Schrock scores. It's now 6-3 Pirates. But India racing down the line, just able to beat out that throw at first base to beat out the potential double play.
Then new daddy, Kyle Farmer, made it 6-4.
Right-handed hitter up, catcher sets away the pitch. And Farmer swings, he loops one into right field, coming on Gamble, dives, he can't get it. It's off his glove, one runs home, Barnhart. India around to third on the single to right by Kyle Farmer. And the Reds are down by 2, it's 6-4.
And once again, Farmer looked like he was dead set on hitting the ball through the right side of the infield because the Pirates vacated that area. And he got the barrel on the baseball. He almost hit it too far.
The Pirates sent another left-hander to the mound into seventh, and Chase and Shreve shut the Reds down in order in both the seventh and the eighth innings. It was a good night for Reds reliever Luis Sessa. He pitched a 1-2-3-6th and a 1-2-3-7th. Amir Garrett came on to pitch the bottom of the eighth for Cincinnati. He struck out Anthony Alford swinging. Ben Gamble took a called third strike, and then he ended his night against Wilmer Defoe.
The pitch, Defoe takes strike three, called slider over the inside edge at the top of the zone, and Amir Garrett comes in and strikes out the side here in the eighth inning.
Chris Stattin came on to pitch the ninth inning for Pittsburgh. India struck out swinging as Drubal Cabrera flew out for the second out, but Nick Castellanos got the Reds a run closer.
Nobody on, two outs. The first pitch to Castellanos. He swings and sends a high fly ball deep right center field. That is way back. It is gone. Nick Castellanos drives one out of here to right center field. That is his 29th home run of the year, RBI number 82. And the Reds have pulled within one. It's now 6-5. And that will bring up Joey Votto representing the tying run.
Unfortunately, Stratton ended the game against Votto.
Stratton gets the sign. He's ready. The 2-2 pitch. And Votto didn't want to do it, but he chased a slider down and in. He strikes out, and that's all. Reds fall. Final score, Pirates 6, Reds 5. At PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Here are the totals. 4 Pittsburgh, 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. Cincinnati, 5 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 8. Peters the winner, 1-2. Miley the loser, 12-6. Stratton his 5th save. One home run in the game, Nick Castellanos, number 29. Exactly 3 hours was time of game. 8,896 on hand in Pittsburgh. With the defeat, the Reds are now 75-70 on the season. Time to hear from Reds catcher, Tucker Barnhart.
Tucker, what do you think led to Wade's off night tonight?
The timely hitting. maybe not as sharp as we have been lately. And I think Wade would say the same thing. It got to us there early, was able to weather it for a little bit. And then they got three more in the fifth. But I mean, Wade pitching to contact is what he does well. And he pitched to contact tonight, like he always does. It just found some holes. So it's just part of the way he pitches. Sometimes it's going to happen. And they made us work tonight, and we weren't able to get enough.
In a playoff push, and you guys have struggled over the last few weeks, is there such a thing as pressing too much, not pressing enough? Where do you think you guys are?
I think that I mean, I can only speak for myself, really, to be honest with you. And there are times where I feel like that maybe putting a little more emphasis for me on certain things, maybe that I wasn't earlier on in the year. But I think we all welcome it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's where we all want to be. We want to be in a position where we control our own destiny pretty much. And to get where we want to go. And I think it's human nature to kind of, when things aren't going the right way, to kind of maybe try to get a little more instead of maybe relaxing and playing. So again, I can only speak for myself, but it's hard not to get wrapped up in it a little bit. But we're in a position where we got to get back to playing clean ball and doing everything, doing the little things right all the time. And I think we are. I thought we played a pretty good game tonight for the most part. We just weren't able to get one more run than they did. So it's one of those things where we can't panic. We're still in a situation where we can still win this series and we can still win ball games moving forward and get to where we want to be. It's just not going our way right now. But like David said in the clubhouse just a few minutes ago, it's going to turn. He can feel it. And I think everybody agrees with him and feels that way as well. So we just got to keep pushing, just keep playing and relax and have fun. And we'll get where we want to be.
Game two of this 3-game series is Wednesday night. Vladimir Gutierrez goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's looking for his 10th victory of his rookie season. Right-hander Mitch Keller goes to the mound for Pittsburgh. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:05. First pitch is set for 6:35. Once again, the final score on Tuesday night, the Pirates beat the Reds 6-5. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.